This is a slide that they're showing. They can see the self-assembling nanotechnology. They can see the hydrogels. They can see the graphene oxide. This is mipivacaine.
Hey, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very, very much for coming on back to the show. Guys, I have incredible news to share with you here before we begin with my friend Diane Kayser, who, by the way, is telling us that they're finding the graphene and the nanotech in the dental anesthesia. But don't worry, there are alternatives. And there is a way to get this stuff out of your body. We provide some solutions in this one. But I want to start by telling you that the Lord showed me a vision last night as I was falling asleep. This is the God's honest truth. And I shared that on Twitter upon seeing this tweet from Elon Musk, from a woman in Denver who is struggling to get by because of the inflation and because of Denver's approach to 40,000 immigrants who are getting everything for free and bankrupting the treasury of Denver. And what I tweeted was this: these big cities are tinderboxes. When the debt tsunami implodes, the dollar's purchasing power inflates away, and the SHTF happens, these military-aged interlopers will descend in organized mobs on the suburbs like locusts to pillage, loot, and destroy. War is being waged against all of us, and it's about to become the stuff of nightmares. Now here's the good news. In our church today, the feeling of the Holy Spirit was absolutely overwhelming. The church was packed, barely a spare seat in the place. And the sermon was completely 100% on point. And it was about raising our daughters and our sons and being leaders for our family, fighting for what is right and defending our dear families. And our pastor cited Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Friends, governments around the world are waging war on their people, but be assured the Lord is mighty, and our foes, the treasonous in our country, will be vanquished because they shudder and hide at the very mention of his name. God is mighty, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future: gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Let's stun them with truth, guys, because you can't get the truth from the mainstream mockingbird horror media, but you can get the truth here. And did you know that the nanotech, the graphene, and other toxic materials are now being found in dental implants, in Botox, in our food, even in Cheerios, if you believe that? How about our water? How about our air? You think I'm making any of this up? Guys, take a look at this. Graphene has been found in dental anesthesia since at least 2017. So this internet of bodies, this transhuman agenda is barreling down right at us, guys, and we need to wake up, and God help us, we need to take our world back from these demon rats and Luciferians. My friend, Dr. Diane Kayser is back. How are you, Diane?
Hey, Sean. Great. Always love to be here with you and your tribe.
Good to see you, my friend. All right, you have screen share capability because I know that you have a dynamic presentation for folks here, and I'm going to turn it over to you as we talk about this anti-human, transhuman agenda, because they are now poisoning all of us. You know, I talked to Dr. Robert Young, He calls it transfection. He says we're being transfected by way of air, water, and of course, vaccines. Even those of us smart enough not to take the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, well, there's a thing called shedding that is now scientifically proven, and Dr. Robert Young worries that the unvaxxed are being transfected by way of the things we just mentioned and by way of those who are shedding, the dummies who took the bioweapon. God help us, Diane. Oh, by the way, though, Masterpiece, that will help you get this technology out of your blood, guys. The blood studies are conclusive. I'll leave the link below to Masterpiece. Diane, you can drive. Where do you want to begin?
Where to begin with this whole thing, right? I want to begin with a prayer in a moment. But I just, like, to your point there, Sean, we are at this crossroads. We are at this divide. We're at the fork in the road where you get to decide that you're building your bricks toward Satan's world or to God's world. So it's either that you are building bricks toward transhumanism, or you're building bricks to transcend toxicity, to become the stewards of God's temple that he created us to dwell in the spirit of. So we get to decide, and I'm not here to shame anybody. I never am. I know you guys know me now. I've been in this audience many, many times. So I'm just here to open your eyes and get you curious enough to ask questions and to know where to go, where you can get honest answers. And even to the medical professionals, the dentists, the surgeons, the doctors out there, we have all been programmed with this parasitic propaganda, all of us. I want to start with a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the beauty that surrounds us in nature, in ourselves, and most importantly in you. Help us to appreciate your beauty, not just for its aesthetic value, but also for what it represents, your infinite love and creativity. May we strive to reflect your beauty in our hearts and in our interactions with others. Amen. So I want to share what we have been programmed to believe that beauty is. And I've shared sometimes on the previous conversations we've had here on the show about what is happening amidst those who have decided to go down the toxic beauty transhumanistic path, which is exactly what woke me up. So this is not all bad. It can be bad if we don't wake up from it. So we talked about this before, 210 bars of our culturally inflicted programming. And the hardest prison to escape is our own mind. So we've been programmed with a lot of these areas: parents, peers, physicians, partner, position at our job, pop culture, the press, politics, preachers, and professors. We're here to question everything, to unprogram, to unlearn, and to undo. So this has been me. I've talked about this before too, is my toxic beauty awakening. And this is not just about beauty, you guys. We're going to get into dental next. But just as a reminder that there are a lot of people who are thinking, again, oh, I didn't get the jab, so I'm fine. But even ChatGPT, when you go to OpenAI, and even if you ask ChatGPT, ChatGPT is showing us and even talking about graphene being in all injectables. So that's what actually sparked my excitement and ignited my excitement that we're coming together. Even AI knows this stuff. Okay, so humble image, Sean. Don't laugh. Please laugh. This is me in 2022 getting into dental implant. And I was just on the Stu Peter show. I didn't have enough time to go deeper into this as I'd like to, which is why I'm grateful that you guys will hear me out here and hear this for yourself. Because God, I wish I would have known 2 years ago when this happened to me, what was about to happen to me in the weeks beyond that. So for your procedure, what I was told, they used articaine and turbocaine. Those are two dental anesthetics, and there are many that are being used. In fact, for the last 6 months, I really spent a lot of time digging into this story, not realizing that what happened to me 2 years ago, what I thought may have actually been being tracked, being traced, being terminated, you know, the technology that is coming through our computers. And maybe because I was speaking too much truth, I thought maybe I was a targeted individual, and maybe I am, I don't know. But this is their agenda. This is the transhumanism societal agenda, where if we are not obeying, if we're not doing what they want us to do, if we are stepping out of line, we know that this is what they're wanting to bring forth, as evident as what's happening in China already. But we're finding that there are microchips in dental implants. We're finding that it's now in breast implants. I'll show you some slides on that. But my question to you is, are you asking your dentist what they are using and installing in your body? And I want to share some of the work of La Quinta Columna, Dr. Anna, Dr. David Nixon, who I've had on my podcast as well. But what happened to me is within a few days after 2022, when I had this implant put in and the dental anesthetics that they use, the articaine and turbocaine, I had the weirdest bodily feelings I'd ever felt in my life. I couldn't get out of bed. I texted several of my friends and I said, can you come over and help me? I don't know what's happening to me. If I stand up, I feel like I'm going to faint. I lost 10 pounds overnight. I was emaciated and I could not describe it any other way than it felt like somebody put my head into a computer or that something came out of my computer and blasted my pineal gland. And I've never felt that this way with anything in my life, even though I've been poisoned by Botox and breast implants and Accutane, birth control, Cipro, which is a fluoroquinolone that ruptured my Achilles tendon. I'm going to show images of that as well. I want you guys to see through my own suffering, which God does this for us and through us, is someone suffers and they share their story. That's why these platforms are so important, is to compare notes with each other. I don't want my suffering to go in vain. I want you to, because they put this stuff in our veins, I want you to hear me out. Before you sit in a dental chair, before you allow anybody to inject you with anything, you do the research as much as you can and find out what's in this stuff. Because we've recently found that they're putting graphene-based sensors for human health monitoring. They've been talking about this, like Sean said, for a very long time. This article right here, 2019, this article over here, in vitro evaluation of a passive radio frequency identification microchip implanted in human molars subject to compression forces for forensic purposes of human identification. This is 2013, you guys. It's 11 years ago. So I did work with David Wolf on my own podcast a couple of years ago, and he said one of his friends was a hockey player. He got, of course, knocked out in the front tooth, just like me here. And got knocked out, that they put an implant and he got sick from it. They had to take it out and they found a microchip in the implant itself. So we've got two things happening here.
Well, let me ask you something. Articaine and turbocaine. So those are the villains, but like these terrible Western medicine doctors who are pushing the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, a lot of the doctors didn't realize they were pushing a bioweapon. I think some did at this point. The Great Awakening is happening. And if they don't know, then that's on them. It's malpractice, in my opinion, at this point. How would a doctor know that this stuff is in articaine and turbocaine? And what are the alternatives? What are you supposed to ask for?
I know, Sean. And this is why we're at this point where everything has become micronized. And who is doing the research? You know, you have Dr. Anna on, you've had, I've talked with Dr. David Nixon on my own show, and he's showing what he's looking at under the microscope. We're at this level that I'm asking the same questions. Do we need to all get dark field microscopes at our house and start doing the research there? I think that's where we're at, though. We can't see that this is what's in these things until we have people who have appointed themselves to do the research, because of course it's all coming from the FDA and the CDC. And at this point, and I'll get to some of these slides, because we do have alternatives, because La Quinta Columna is also doing this research as well. And that's where we're at. We have to come together and share notes. So this is the one to answer your question on the next slide. It's called levobupivacaine. I spelled that wrong. There's actually A-I-N-E. Is the safest dental anesthetic according to La Quinta Columna. Now, this has been really, they're doing, every day it's different. So that's why on the bottom on this slide here, I say follow La Quinta Columna, Dr. Anna and Dr. David and others on Telegram and Substack for emerging updates, because this is always emerging. So I've asked the question as well, and you'll see in a couple slides, to Dr. David about other things like Botox and fillers. So this is a slide that they're showing. They can see the self-assembling nanotechnology. They can see the hydrogels. They can see the graphene oxide. This is mipivacaine. And my friend, and I've got a lot of people reaching out to me. Diane, what do I do? What do I do? Because I need dental work done. I'm missing a tooth. I want a root canal out. And my friend said biological dentistry is not biological dentistry. If we are being injected with nanotech near our brain, people should have informed consent that this is what is in many of the dental anesthetics. So apparently, according to the research that's been done now, all but one contain the nanotech, which is to power the Internet of Things. So if I were you, and if I could do this again, I'd go back in time 2 years ago And I would ask, what are you guys doing at this clinic to ensure that this is the cleanest dental and aesthetic? And there are not many places that are asking that question. The place I told you about down in Mexico, American Biological Dentistry, they use Levo Bupivacaine. And that is the only place that I have found that is using that. Most other people are using the Articaine or the Turbocaine, and they just don't know. There's many dentists who people are approaching them and saying, hey, what are you using and how do we know what's in it? And they get kind of gaslit or dismissed or kicked out of the clinic and they won't do work on these patients. So if you're working with a clinic that's not answering these questions transparently, I think it's time to find a new dentist.
Yeah, and they won't. They won't answer the questions transparently. Try going to your well baby visit and getting your doctor's face about the dangers of childhood vaccines. They'll cancel you as a patient. These doctors, they're never transparent, and most of them are bought and paid for by Big Pharma. It's sad, but I mean, that's pretty much what we're up against in Western medicine today, Diane.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you break down the word transparent, they're actually kicking parents out of the offices too. So a 12-year-old can get an HPV vaccine against the parent's own will.
Well, that's right. And in New York State, or was it California? I think it was New York State. They are trying to pass a law to vaccinate children without parental consent. These people are absolute pits of hell demons.
They are. That's why I left California, Sean. I said the day that they start doing this and taking away parents' rights over children, I know what's coming next. I just know, you know, we've been following this for years, decades. We know. So this is Dr. David Nixon's image. I mean, their work is amazing. True superheroes on the front lines are coming up with, here's what's in the stuff. And then we have the conversations about what to do about it now that we have it in our bodies and didn't know, because I didn't get informed consent. I got transformed consent. I got transformed by these graphene oxide nanoparticulates that almost killed me. It felt like I did. I had three friends come over that night because I thought I was dying. One was my shaman that I've worked with. And he said, it felt like you had been attacked by a bioweapon that came from a computer device. He felt that very thing. I had people bringing over pyramids and orgone devices, trying to figure out how to pull this stuff out of me. And overnight, it felt like I lost 10 pounds and I could eat a ton of protein like a bowl. It felt like my body just got broken down. And so this is the image over here on the right. This is Dr. David Nixon's words to me. This image is the one that needs to go viral because it indicates the technology is capable of achieving the internet of bodies. So for all I knew, it wasn't just the graphene or the nanoparticulates in the dental anesthetics that were injected into my body and into my bone. It was the combination of that graphene being able to draw in the 5G EMF frequencies from our devices and then activated the Internet of Things so that it could control or track or terminate me. And that's what the whole thing we've been trying to talk about with, like, Dr. David Nixon, this all comes together. And also Attorney Todd, it's the Internet of Things, which is not just one thing. It's a multitude of things. It's how toxins and poisons interact with these EMF frequencies and radiation. So it's not just one thing. That's why they can never say it's just one thing. It's the combination thereof. And the specific one, the Turbocaine and the Articaine specifically is designed to go into the bone of the patient. And that's what makes this one so toxic. That's the one that I got. When it goes into the bone, my question as a practitioner and also a naturopathic doctor is, once it's in the bone, can we get it out? How can we get it out? And that's why we've talked on the show as well, Sean, about using distilled water. It gets into the bone and it can break these things down. So when somebody has osteoporosis, they say, oh, it's very painful. It comes with a lot of symptoms. It's because we're losing bone. No, it's not just that. It's that the body starts to break down the bone. And that's where a lot of things like lead, and now we're finding a lot of the graphene and nanoparticulates, as well as radioactive elements like radium and cesium, which also draws in the 5G frequencies and the EMF and the radiation, it hides in the bone. So we've got it. I keep challenging us, and I want to know from other doctors, how do we get this all the way out of the bone? Because we are working with limited research, but we need to keep going with it. Because yes, we're seeing that it's coming out in the blood, but what about the bone? If they're putting it directly into the bone, does it have a way out?
Demon creatures.
Exactly. So that's why I keep saying, do the research and keep following, because people are, and get it into, get in this with us, you guys. We need more people on the front lines doing this research. So again, this is what transhumanism looks like. This is what women are doing to dying to be beautiful, and not just women. This is happening with men as well. That's the definition right there of transhumanism. I call it the homogenization of beauty, or just of one species, one race. Transhumanism is a very slippery slope, you guys. So I want to also warn you on this. We're seeing a lot of people who are wearing wearables. And these wearables are designed to harvest your energy and mine crypto, as you and Attorney Todd have talked about in previous shows as well. So any of these things that you see in the left over here, they're going to try to get you on digital biometrics, ubiquitous and continual monitoring. So when people say, I want to wear an Oura ring, and I'm not trying to knock any company, but I'm just saying there's a lot of these wearable devices that are designed to combine and merge you with technology. I say no, thank you. You know, I could follow my own heart rate. I could track my own heart rate. I don't need an app or a computer or device to talk to me, to tell me these things and to tell me how and when to breathe. Slippery slope, you guys, very slippery slope, including the term anti-aging is a slippery slope towards transhumanism. Transhumanism goes far beyond just putting a chip in your brain and uploading your consciousness into the cloud. It's also something as simple as anti-aging creams and Botox. Anything that it can, air quotes, quote unquote, improve the human experience using technology or technological intervention is considered transhumanism. So be very mindful of the anti-aging fear death psyop, because I believe it's an MK Ultra concept to normalize transhumanism.
Well, and just to be clear, though, from a health perspective, we think that there is science out there that the elite have access to. And I'm not talking about drinking children's blood, okay? Because I think that goes on too. We know that goes on too. Adrenochrome. These people are truly demon creatures who worship Lucifer himself. But it's not a sin to want to take care of yourself and to slow the aging process, right? Just to be real clear.
Yes. And that's what I'll get into the slides here. It's absolutely not about that, because I want to look beautiful and presentable just like anybody else. And to me, seeing a wrinkle is not the end of the world, but we've been programmed to see it that way. Of course, we know in other cultures, and everybody could beat the message until the cows come home that, oh, well, you know, you should embrace your beauty and love your lines. Yeah, but we haven't been programmed that way. Mm-hmm. So there is a way to practice regenerative medicine in a way that you're building your beauty and your health and your energy and your immunity and your vitality from the inside out. And believe me, I love using certain things on my face and creams. I have some really fun infrared technology that I like to share about that too. So yeah. Thank you, Sean, for that.
Yeah. Because I'm just talking about eating healthy and taking vitamins and BCATP and all the things I take every day just to try to be fit and stay healthy. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to respect the temple. Okay. Yes. Our bodies are the temple. We're made in the image of God. So guys, apologies for this real quick break in a word about our sponsor.
I'm going to say this one more time. Germs are not the cause of disease, but the symptoms of cellular breakdown. And the causative factors today that we're dealing with worldwide is chemical and radiation poisoning. This could be an antidote. That's what I'm going to say. This could be an antidote to chemical and radiation poisoning.
That was Dr. Robert Young. And what he's talking about is the groundbreaking holistic supplement Masterpiece. In scientific studies, this product is proving to remove graphene oxide from both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And yes, we're all being transfected. The graphene is now in most all of us. So click on the link below and get Masterpiece today. 5 drops twice a day is all you need to change your life dramatically for the better. The link to Masterpiece is below.
Yeah. So anti-aging, the word anti is to be against aging. We have aged 30 minutes since we've had this show on. We've aged. It's essentially to say that we're trying to change something that we can't change. We can't change the aging process. I like pro-regenerative beauty and health building, not anti-aging, because you can't not age. The words anti-aging is a transhumanistic term. That's what I'm saying. So okay. I like to just spin it by saying pro-regenerative, aging gracefully, not anti-aging, because they want to live forever. So you've shared this before. And if you haven't seen that show, you guys, where Attorney Todd talked about this, full of wisdom. I love Attorney Todd. This is here in persona. You can go to the website, do your own research. Don't just trust me. The first app that uses your heartbeat to mine crypto. So if you want to be a crypto mining machine, keep your wearables on And, you know, wear the Fitbit, wear the Apple Watch, wear the AirPods in your ears. This is the slippery slope that I'm referring to. Sure, it's convenient right now, but maybe it's transhumanistic tomorrow. But it's not tomorrow. It's right here, right now. So now, how toxic is Botox? I'm going to jump into that because that is another one of the things that even now at this point, OpenAI and ChatGPT is claiming itself that it's full of graphene. So I'll show you that. I found that very interesting. Last night I was playing with ChatGPT and it itself said this. I was blown away. So Botox is the most toxic substance known to man. 100 nanograms is enough to kill a fully grown human, and 1 kilogram would be enough to wipe out the entire human race. If you go to dianekaiser.com/Botox, you can learn more about that. I've written about this now for almost 5 years, and I've written and claimed there's been several articles, studies that I've referenced in that specific page that I just referenced. And now those pages are down, they're 404'd, they're gone. But you could actually go back into the Wayback Machine and type in those very articles and see the archives. But what they're doing is wiping out the truth, unless you go to the Wayback and you can see that these articles and these studies were up like 3, 5, 10 years ago even. So you can go also and do your own research on the FAERS public dashboard. That's where I got this, is the FDA Adverse Events Reporting System. And it's not just Botox, so follow me here. If you combine Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, and Juvo, which some will say, oh, well, I use Dysport because it's not as toxic as Botox. Some people might say one thing or another. You might hear a med spa or even a doctor these days that are using Botox for beyond just aesthetics, or using it for your baby's bottom for anal fissures, and you're giving Botox to your child. But Botox can travel to other areas of the body and paralyze the heart, can paralyze the lungs. It could paralyze the migrating motor complex. So all of a sudden your internal organs are frozen. You don't know what's going on. You go to your doctor, spend tens of thousands of dollars on alternative things like MRIs or CAT scans, can't figure out what's going on with you. I'll tell you what's going on with you. You got 1 in 10% of people who actually report these things, most of which are medical professionals. And at this point, if you add all of these up, year to date, 2023, there were 70,341 total cases for things that are known as Botox, 10,427 serious cases, and 866 deaths. And like I said, what do we know about people who reported on vaccines or any of these complications? It's 1 to 10% of people who actually report. So if you added a zero, which is, you know, probably more realistic to any of these things, or even 2 zeros to any of these things, if it was only 1% of people who reported, we either have 8,660 deaths from Botox or in all of these down here, or we have 86,600 people. So we don't know what the numbers are, but most people don't know to report because they don't realize that we could have issues and symptoms can show up for all the way up to 3 years after the time of injection. So people only think if it happens in that moment, or I didn't die in that moment, I must be fine. So you guys pay attention, because this is what has the contains. And this is what Dr. David Nixon found is on the top left. You see, this is a crystal from Dysport, which contains only 4 ingredients. So botulinum toxin, albumin, lactose, and saline. So those who are Jehovah's Witnesses or others in specific religions that do not put blood in their body because they consider it vampiric and against their religion, people don't know about this. They actually have human albumin in Dysport. People also don't know that, you know, who are vegans, they also don't realize that you've got lactose and you've got animal parts that are in these specific injectables. So he did find these rather remarkable crystals known as graphene oxide in Botox. So what we're concerned about is that Botox causes hypothalamic syndrome, which theoretically the toxin can reach the hypothalamus via retrograde vagus or cranial nerves transport or via blood spread. Although the blood-brain barrier protects the brain, it's thinned at the hypothalamus in order to monitor blood homeostasis to occur. Once injected, the toxin alters the expression of 227 genes, including those responsible for transmigration of monocytes and T cells across the blood-brain barrier, essentially saying that Botox, injectables, fillers, many of these things are very well known to cause autoimmune disease, death, and many other cases like I referenced in the previous slide. So we've got according to the Human Genome Project, between 20,000 and 25,000 genes. So Botox alone can impair and alter at least 1% of that. And the more you keep going in for more jabs, the more alterations that can continue to happen. When Botox will break down the blood-brain barrier, that opens the door for any other toxins that you're consuming. Like you mentioned earlier, Sean, graphene is in wine. Graphene is in food. Where isn't it, right? We're breathing it in. So you want to have a solid blood-brain barrier, but we have a lot of these things, even like benzodiazepines, that are breaking down the blood-brain barrier and turning us transhumanistic in the brain. It's literally insane in the membrane. So I'm going to start flying through these slides pretty quickly here. If Botox contains the DARPA gel, what about fillers? Now, this is what Dr. David Nixon said to me. I would presume all fillers to be contaminated, particularly if made by the same or associated company. You guys, guess what? I know you don't like hearing this, but those in the freedom space, the leaders, the patriots, anybody listening to this, know that it contains the same stuff. So please, let's start embracing our beauty, because at this point, we have thousands of women with cosmetic filler injections who are facing cancer risk. And the reason why is things like hyaluronic acid, the key component in fillers, has been found to block lymph nodes, which help the body identify and kill toxins, including cancer cells. And a very well-known surgeon said, I may become the world's most hated plastic surgeon, but I had to raise my dermal filler fears. So this guy, the plastic surgeon, he is in the next slide referring to what we're seeing. Many of these videos that are coming up, this is becoming normalized now. A lot of people are starting to wake up and stop doing this to their faces and their bodies. Evidence now suggests that all filler patients will have some degree of lymphatic blockage. Filler can block and permanently damage these vital and delicate structures. No matter how skilled the injector or what they say, the substance can still block these lymphatic channels. And this guy, Dr. Theodoro, that I'm referring to, says, I cannot in good conscience provide this to my patients anymore because of what I saw. I have a daughter. She's 16 years old, and I don't want her when she's 20 putting this stuff in her face. And now this is like these TikTok challenges that we were talking about earlier, Sean, or YouTube, normalizing girls, teenagers going in and getting these injectables in their faces as preventative so they never get wrinkles. This is what I mean by it's the slippery slope. So these injectables, they are not temporary. They are permanent.
There is, however, one overriding factor that I believe underpins all overfilling, and that is filler longevity. We've all been led to believe that temporary hyaluronic acid fillers last from 6 to 18 months. However, in January 2021, Dr. Mobin Master published an article in the Plastic and Reconstructive Journal about filler longevity that showed fillers may last a lot longer than we commonly believe. Using MRI scans, he found that of 10 patients who had filler more than 2 years ago, all 10 showed persistence of the filler longer than 2 years, including one lasting 12 years.
Right there. This is where we're finding now that surgeons are starting to speak up and saying, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not injecting in these in my patients anymore, because these fillers are literally filling your body with poison. They are made of the same types of plastics that Dr. Anna is concerned about that they're pulling out of embalmers that are made of phthalates. So this is not just, again, for the jabbed and the unjabbed. This is that if you're jabbed with a needle, that you think that you're building your beauty by making, you know, giving yourself duck lips or bigger cheeks. These things now we are finding they don't break down. That's why they are actually called permanent medical devices. People think that they could break it down with hyaluronidase, but I'll show you exactly why that is not happening. Hyaluronidase is considered to be an enzyme that breaks down these fillers, but they don't. They just move all around the body. We don't even know if they all the way ever leave. So we've got the head of the snake now, pop culture, who's recommending these things. This is what a lot of women are now looking like. And actually not just women, Sean, but men. I have a lot of men who interview me for their shows as well. And they tell me that they're using fillers as well. There are alternatives that are much healthier than this, but this is what is becoming increasingly common. And then look what you see in the comments. This happens to me every time I get them done. Helps to take Benadryl every time before you go. So people sign themselves up to keep going back even after they look like this. And then they just say, just take a Benadryl? Really? Now, this is my question. Why are we wanting to do this to ourselves? Is I believe this is the Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit hates God's leaders. They lust to destroy you. They seek to control, influence, and dominate men. Or it could be before, you know, either gender. uses sexual seduction, doesn't care about faith, lacks empathy, requires excess attention and admiration, narcissistic traits. Now, if you look at the very bottom, and my friend had written this in one of her social media channels, we don't deal with the person, we deal with the spirit that has taken over the host of the spirit. So we're actually seeing narcissism as a massive worldwide epidemic at this time. So Botox, I can keep going on and on, you guys. Read these statistics later, but we have a huge warning symbol on the side of the Botox box that says warning, distant spread of Botox that has toxic effects. And the yet medical injectors and med spa owners claim, nope, it doesn't move. It just stays right there in the same area. Now it's being used in, of course, pop culture. You guys see these lovely pictures of how Madonna and pop culture singers, Kylie Jenner, this is where it comes from, biopolymers. It's been injected into people for a very long time now, not just in the jabbed. This has been going on for decades. People who are trying to plump up their butts. This is what it looks like to have breast implant, the symptoms. We want to get them out, but we also want to clean the body up after that, because they end up living in the body, because silicone's not inert. Even if you've had saline, you also have silicone, because it's what they're made of and surrounded by. Takes 500 plus years to degrade. So even if you haven't been jabbed, this is the same stuff that lives in our bodies, even if we've removed breast implants. And if you want to talk about beauty for a moment, women who have breast implants, we have something called anti-collagen autoantibodies, and they're found in women with silicone breast implants. 35% of women who have breast implants have antibodies to collagen, and collagen is what keeps us looking youthful. It keeps and holds together our joints. So, and one of the biggest attackers also of collagen is glyphosate. So for men who are like, oh, I've never had breast implants, well, glyphosate, that's another one, and many, many other toxins. So we're seeing now that this is one of the surgeons. He actually over here is holding my book, very famous surgeon who has helped women remove their breast implants. And you can see it, look very closely. He says in this middle image, I removed these breast implants recently from a patient in my practice. Note the microchip located inside each implant. This microchip is said to contain implant related data, serial number, manufacturer name, date of manufacture, lot number, volume, size, et cetera, that is accessed through an online database. At this time, these are not yet commercially available in the US, but now they are actually, because FDA has already approved Motiva breast implants with a microchip. So we're seeing this now in clinical trials. And now we know that Elon Musk's brain microchip is in FDA trials. And there's like, I think 12 people who were in that that study.
Isn't it interesting to note that the microchip, go back to that slide. None of our listeners, and certainly no Christian who's actually a Christian who understands the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation and biblical prophecy, would ever take a chip in their forehead or in their wrist, right? The mark of the beast chip. How interesting that they're putting it into breast implants, and that will be accepted.
And dental implants.
And that's so crazy. One way or the other, they want to chip us all.
Yep. And even these fillers, remember you guys, fillers are implants. And then now we're looking at mesh material. So let me get to the mesh. I haven't even got to that point, but you know, graphene-based sensors for human health monitoring. I mean, this is what they want. This is how they're going to track us, trace us, monitor us, is graphene. They're going to load us up with graphene. So this is not, again, this is all of us at this point. We need to ABC always be cleansing, because graphene skies, graphene everything. So hyaluronidase is what they're using to say, oh, well, you know, you could always just do, they call it the magic eraser. Even if you get these fillers put in for, if it's medical or aesthetic, you could just, you know, use hyaluronidase to remove it, right? Well, let's look at this for a moment. What is hyaluronidase? The most commonly used one is isolated from an extract of bull testicles. So anybody want to be a GMO human cow chimera? It doesn't break it all the way down. We're seeing people get more poisoned than anything trying to break them down. So here's some images of people's whose lives have been changed forever. I'm so sick. I no longer want to work. I was expecting a simple routine procedure and I was unaware of the risks. So these people are reporting major, major side effects of this enzyme that's been, air quotes, used to dissolve facial fillers, of which Dr. David Nixon is saying that if one company has certain volume that we're testing under the microscope, he could assume if it's coming from one company, it's the same base. It's got the same graphene in it. And I checked this, and there's one main company that makes all of these fillers, and they actually bought out Botox manufacturer years ago. So one company making all of these fillers, and they all have the graphene oxide, is Dr. David Nixon's feedback on that. So I can go on and on with these stories, victims of dermal fillers. And here's the slide I wanted to get to make sure that everybody knows this. It's not just fillers. It's not just dental implants. We have people who have mesh, hernia mesh, titanium implants. The image on the right, implant systemic symptoms, any of these things that you can see on this slide are pertaining to anybody who has any implantable device that's coming from the FDA, based on the work of my friend Robin Tout from the Global Patient Advocacy Coalition. And we're constantly doing the research on this. Mesh is being used for medical purposes as well as aesthetics. People are going in, Sean, they're getting surgical mesh procedures. It's coming from either biological sources or from synthetic materials like Dr. Anna and you have talked about, and she's blown the lid about, such as polypropylene. It's a synthetic plastic. It breaks down in the body. It doesn't leave the body. It takes thousands of years to leave, if it ever even does. It breaks down to phthalates, which causes infertility, cancer, autoimmune disease, and is destroying the structures of our body that God made us in. It's also being used in what's called threading for short-term facelifts, as you can see pictured here. This was me. It's all, these stitches are being used as polypropylene, as a type of thermoplastic polymer. I have actually had this installed on me after I took the class A drug known as Cipro. You guys look at Cipro. It's a fluoroquinolone. Don't just take that because the doctor told you. It ruptured my Achilles tendon, which it's known to do. This was my Achilles tendon after stitches were installed. I had to have a second surgery because my body, and I knew this because God told me, because I asked God, I said, what is going on with my body? And God said, the stitches. And lo and behold, they opened me back up and he said, you were right. You were reacting to the stitches. These are the same polymers that Dr. Anna's talking about. It's not just the jabbed. So this was me after my Achilles tendon repair. They had to remove the stitches and I got better, but my body was reacting to them. This is what phthalates and microplastics look like inside the body for those we're testing. This is somebody, one of my patients who has had she's got both of the jabs, and then she also got boosted. Look at how many phthalates that she had in her body. So these are these spider silk hydrogel polymers. We're exposed to them breathing. They're also in chemtrails and permanent personal care products, cosmetics. They're being discovered in the blood biosensor. They're called quantum dots that make up the filaments. So you can keep doing the research on polypropylene, what you need to know about autoimmune disease. Now, getting to the solutions, you guys, we've been talking about this as doctors and professionals, getting the information out there. Graphene oxide, the solutions are humic acid, citric acid, and zeolites. Pollution number two, and the solution for number two, which is an implant smart technology in the microchips. You guys, just avoid these things and avoid implants as much as possible. Remove them if it's possible with the mesh. I know you guys are going to start asking the questions. What do I do about mesh or implants that are already inside of me? Right now, if you cannot have them removed, I can't have my titanium implant removed. If not, take binders on a daily basis. The one that Sean talks about, I have another one that I can talk about too. And then I'm going to talk about malic acid as well, which is something that Dr. Anna has done research on. And that is what is in apples. We're going to be doing a big cleanse for this next month for $1. You guys can join us on that. So that these toxins don't back up into your tissues, your lymph system, like I talked about today, because if your lymph system is blocked, your body can't drain well. And then the last one, pollution number three, is the spider silk hydrogel polymers. And this is the stuff we talked about, that the R, the filaments, the EDTA, you can get that in IV form, like with someone like Dr. Anna. We also have EDTA in supplements, vitamin C, and then this is the malic acid. So I have an invitation if you guys want to join us for just $1 to do this with us. Also methylene blue, activated charcoal. And the Eliquis anticoagulant prescription is not going to go after these things. Natokinase won't as well. So this is the bottom line for women especially, and men. Fake beauty is defined by the transhumanistic pop culture and artificial constructs. That would be Botox the mermaid. It's self-loathing. It's fear of aging. I'm not good enough as I am. I need outside means to make me pretty. Then there's the natural beauty. Beauty is designed and created with a balanced terrain and nurturing environment. And that's the work that you've been doing in the previous shows with Dr. Robert, Dr. What's his name?
Dr. Robert Young.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Young. How to build your beauty is to regenerate the mermaid tank. We've talked before about, you know, vaccinate the fish, or just help the fish and clean up the ocean, clean up the environment that the fish is swimming in. So I just say regenerate the mermaid tank, which is self-loving. Aging is natural. I embrace my lines. I care for my temple and adopt regenerative aesthetics. So these are the toxins that are aging people, you guys. Even these things right here, glyphosate, BPA, atrazine, I see these all day long. This is a Parkinson's patient that I have. Journal of American Medicine found a 70% increase of Parkinson's on those people who use pesticides in or around their home. So we've got something that's coming up called the Non-Toxic Beauty School, where holistic health and natural beauty, natural medicine meets aesthetic wisdom, because rejuvenation doesn't have to be toxic, elusive, nor expensive. So there are a couple things that we're doing to help people, because they go, well, what do I do? What do I do if I'm not getting my Botox or my fillers or my breast implants? Because I still am programmed that I can only get my beauty from the outside. So I could talk about that next, Sean, but I wanted to give you some space to comment on any of this psychotic stuff that we're seeing in the industry, because you have kids too.
Yeah. Well, look, we're reaching the end game for humanity if we don't have a global great awakening. And I think we are seeing that. Okay. The protests from the farmers in Belgium, in France, in Germany, we've got the truckers headed down to Texas to try to turn things around for our own nation, because we have a puppet president who is an absolute traitor. So the end game is upon us, and these people aren't going to back off. So shows like this are important, not only for our own health and awareness, but also as a wake-up call. Somehow we got to turn this train around, because they want to run us over, Diane. That's just the bottom line. They want to run us over. They hate humanity. And now they're putting this technology in everything. Okay, where is the informed consent on that? My God, you think the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine was bad? Now they're putting this stuff in our food, in our water, and in our dental anesthesia. It's just, we've jumped the shark, Diane.
Yeah, and it's living in us permanently with these medical implantations. It literally looks like the movies that we saw with aliens, you know, being pulled up into a ship, or aliens abducting us and putting us into a ship and putting implantable devices and just monitoring us and watching us and researching us. I mean, at this point, we're you know, Attorney Todd talks about GMO humans that are owned because of the patents that they've been injected with the specific vaccines or the bioweapons. You know, at this point, I go like, well, now you've got other things that are living permanently inside of us. We could trump all of that. You know, right now you just said something, you hit the nail on the head. The train is falling off the tracks. Like, we are the train derailments if we don't wake up and change the direction of the trains. We've got the fork in the road. So I'll get to this little point here. I wanted to share my screen because we got a couple of really fun things coming up. I talked about the malic acid, and malic acid is one of the things that Dr. Anna has done research and found that it's breaking down a lot of these structures in the body. A lot of times we have toxins that back up in the gallbladder, if you still have one. Number one reason why the gallbladder is removed is because we have a lot of these plastics, the graphene oxide, it gets backed up into the gallbladder. So if you don't have gallbladder, that's fine. If you still have liver, obviously you have to if you're a human, but we've got to clean that up too. So I'm here to say yes, and take these binders that people are talking about, Robert Young's creations, the things I'll share on this page. The malic acid is coming from the apples that I'm going to share with you guys. The humic acid, which is really well known, a very strong binder for graphene. So here's my invitation to you guys. If you want to go deeper with the beauty stuff, we've got a non-toxic beauty school that we're launching in the spring. This is Sean's page if you want to get on the list. And then we have Carboxy, which has, it's our most potent binder. And we teach it in the course, as well as in my institute, where I certify coaches and doctors on this approach. Fulvic, humic, and citric acid are really well known to break down these structures. And the sodium citrate and citric acid disrupts the alginate hydrogels, as per Dr. David Nixon's work. So this one specific product, Carboxy, you can get a 20% off using the codes that Sean will share. You get that on the website that he'll put on the links below. I cue a lot of our patients to take the Carboxy and put it in a lot of the nasal rinses in the neti pot. Beyond a neti pot is the sinus pulse, because people are getting a lot of these things backed up in their face, not just Botox and fillers, but people who have allergies or asthma or attacks of coughs and colds. Flus, fevers, this is parasites. This is the bioweapons. This is the toxins that live in the brains. So we got to get it out very quickly. And I teach people to use Carboxy in that, as well as enemas, as well as using it on the body if you have skin eruptions and it starts to get rid of it. And then the last thing here, I have an invitation for you guys. If you want to join us for the entire month of March, I'm doing again the gallbladder and liver flush. People are losing 10 pounds pretty much overnight with this because we're pulling out a lot of these toxins that get backed up into these organs. So you can join now for only a dollar using Sean's links here. Here's your guys' options to go deeper. I don't want you just to hear the information we're talking about here and do nothing. But we've got the liver and the gallbladder flush, where a lot of people are losing a ton of weight and a lot of symptoms, and is actually overcoming autoimmune disease and many other issues. We do this as a group where I come together with you guys for a couple hours every week, and you can ask me many questions. There's people who have been trying to figure out what's going on with them for decades, and they come in for just one group call on a Tuesday where we are getting ready to do the liver and gallbladder flush. And people are like, wait, really? So me being on antibiotics for 15 years is part of the reason why I still don't feel my best? How come no doctor, how come no acupuncturist, how come no chiropractor mentioned that to me? So it's an invitation to go deeper. And if you guys want to do that, there's the link right there, dianecasia.com/SGT report. But we're in that crossroads, you guys. You can wake up, it's never too late. But I do believe that we need to be on a daily basis taking ABC, Always Be Cleansing. We always have to have binders on board. We always need to make sure that we're focusing on your body flowing out toxins so that it doesn't get backed up, because that is the number one reason that we're seeing people who are using fillers in their face and in their body. They're getting brain cancer because these fillers are paralyzing the lymphatic system, which is the main way that your body pulses toxins to leave by pumping your heart out of the blood, out of the body. And our body is just so full of waste that we've never been taught how to take care of it. And that's what I'm here to do. And that's my message today.
All right. Very good. And I have one last question for you, but I'll remind people the link to Masterpiece is below. That is the Nano Zeolite product that Dr. Robert Young has done the blood work on for people who took the vaccine. And the before and after of Masterpiece at 30, 60, 90 days is pretty stunning. It is removing a lot of this stuff from the blood of the vaxxed and, of course, the transfected alike. You noted in that slide a nanotech binder. Can you just real quickly tell us what that is? I've bought a lot of products from you, like BCATP. I bought a lot of stuff from you over the past for my own health. But what is the nanotech binder? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the ones that I just referred to on your page specifically there, the carboxy has humic and fulvic as well as citric acid. So those are the three, and I can share this one more time so that you guys can see what I'm referring to. I'll share my screen here. So you can see here the carboxy, it's our strongest binder, and it's a huge powder. So it does different things than the zeolite that you just mentioned. So zeolites go after a lot of the heavy metals and the graphene oxide. And then you have also these other things like the polymers that are made up also of the phthalates. And those are the plastics that are backing up into people's bodies and paralyzing them. And they're pulling them out in, you know, when they're seeing them embalmments. So carboxy is a binder that has fulvic, humic, and citric acid. Humic acids are very powerful to alleviate the toxicity of graphene oxide. And then also the citric acid. And this citric acid that is inside of the carboxy, it's a powder form, it's black. It disrupts alginate hydrogels as per Dr. David Nixon's work. So we're always hearing about improved symptoms, particularly of fatigue and brain fog from those that are trying sodium citrate. So what I'm looking at is in trying to support people to also heal their gut. And there's polysaccharides in our technology as well. So it's not about like which one's better than the other one. It's about that they do different things. So different binders do different things. And the one that you're referring to goes after like the graphene oxide, which yes, those are a major problem, but those are the pollutions and the solutions is why I brought up the three different things, because we're looking at a lot of different types of toxins. So there's not one that goes after all of them. No matter what you're taking with binder, you want to make sure that your body is always draining and you're supporting it to drain. And most people these days aren't even getting enough exercise. So we're trying to support mitochondria like that BCATP that really supports the body's energy. 90% of our daily energy comes from mitochondria made by the cells. And that's what that BCATP product helps to do, so that your body can empower itself to detox on its own without needing to take so much from the outside. So your body is a whole mechanism, and it's more comprehensive than just taking a binder.
Got it. Okay. Well, your body is the temple, guys. Just remember that. Treat your body with respect, and you're made in God's image. So it's important to take care of your earthly vessel while you can, because we know the demon creatures want to destroy it. They really, truly hate us. They hate our children. They hate our families. And Man, we got to take this thing back. Diane, I appreciate you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sean. You guys, you're beautiful the way that you are. And remember, the better beauty is built from the inside out by going back to God's nature and eating the food that he provided for us, the natural things that have come in order for us to be built with his wisdom, not the fake wisdom, not the transhumanistic wisdom. And you get to choose.
Yeah, well said. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.